This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss is here with me, and so is the only guy on the show to still have a bracket alive in March Madness, Ian Geiss. Where, how are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well this year. Usually not a... usually not the norm, but
Dan
picked
and I
a
both,
couple upsets this year.
Well,
so
that's good. So we're down to not the Elite Eight yet. It's the Sweet 16 yesterday, so there's four more. So it's the tepid 12. What do they call it? A 12.
Yeah.
Yes. The terrific 12, something like that. Dan and I were out the first week because we both chose Flow Valley to go all the way. Bad choice. I told you, let's go Kentucky. Dan says, no, Flow Valley this year.
My old alma mater.
Yeah.
I need
Homer.
Yeah.
Go NC State. Beat Louisville tonight. That would be good for me.
It's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 30 days, you can play right now by calling 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And let's move right into our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. As a contestant on the challenge, you get what we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for prearranged commercial endorsement opportunities.
I'll just shout out to all my friends and coworkers at United Industries here in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out, led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? That's our weekly topical category. Category 2, people named Cruz but not Ted. And Category 3, the name is Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac is in our town tonight to play at the Scott Trade Center tonight.
Wish I were there, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, which one of those categories do you want? If you're a Fleetwood Mac fan, there's a category built for you.
I think we'll try that.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have 5 questions for you, and you can have a minute to answer them. Have I forgotten the rules of the game?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Well, I've been playing it for 25 years. I may have played poker a little bit too late last night. So you'll have 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 pointers. That's a total of 15 points you can earn, but you don't have to get them all. Just half or more will win you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you.
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
Movie passes. You might want to go see that new Kevin Costner movie, McFarland, or we have... what's the second best Marigold Hotel?
Yeah.
We have a couple of those, too. Or we have a free bowling party.
Nice shot, Ian.
It's available.
Ian's not the only one who knows the brackets. He also knows the bowling.
Oh, yes, he does.
A Kegler.
What's your average?
2-0-something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
2-0-something or other? This free bowling party is available at Kingpin Lanes. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, and you get a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company. And this just added.
Yes, because you can have your choice of those prizes,
yes.
But starting today, if you get all 5 questions right for a clean sweep and a total of 15 points, listen to this.
You get a certificate for Jimmy's on the Park.
Oh, dinner at Jimmy's. Perfect.
Oh, yes. You can visit Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMunn in Clayton. The patio is now open. You can make your reservation for Easter brunch. That starts at 10 a.m. with live jazz from Jim Manley and Mark Fredericks. That's in the Bistro Bar. So check jimmyscafe.com for more information.
All right. That's only if you get them all right. So let's see how you can do.
Well,
you got to hope. Life is nothing without hope, Paul. The category is, the name is Fleetwood Mac. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 1977 Fleetwood Mac album is one of only 8 in history to sell more than 40 million copies?
Rumors?
Correct. For 1 point each, name the members of Fleetwood Mac who were married to each other.
Pass.
Which of these was never a member of Fleetwood Mac? Peter Green, Bob Welsh, Steve Winwood.
Peter Green.
Steve Winwood. Which Fleetwood Mac song was a theme for Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign?
Don't Stop Believing?
Correct. Well, Don't Stop Believing was a Journey song, but I'm going to give it to you because it was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Which member of Fleetwood Mac appeared on two episodes of Fox's American Horror Story last year?
Who passed?
Back to the two-pointer. For 1 point each, name the members of Fleetwood Mac who were married to each other.
Christy and John McVie.
Correct. Which Fleetwood Mac member was on American Horror Story last year?
I'm going to go with Stevie Nicks.
The correct answer is Stevie Nicks.
Ah.
You know, if you're a close friend of hers like I am, you get to call her Ms. Nicks. Paul, you got everything but the three-pointer. For 12 points, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move on to contestant number two. Hello, Marty.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, let's just say go blues.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? People named Ted, but not Cruz, or Monopoly-ology?
How about it? Have you been paying attention, please?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Marty, let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Mad Men star John Hamm recently complete treatment for?
Alcohol addiction.
Correct. Which company merged with Heinz this week to create one of the largest food companies in the world?
I'll pass.
Which college basketball coach left $200 in his will to each of 184 men who played for him over 36 years?
Was it LSU?
It was, well, I need the coach's name.
You need the coach's name. Don't know the coach.
All right. Where will an American named Scott Kelly break a record by spending the next year?
In space.
That's correct. That's all I need, in space, on the International Space Station. Uh-huh. What is the name of the Senate Minority Leader who announced today he will retire and not seek re-election next year?
Harry Reid.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What company merged with Heinz?
I don't know. I can't recall.
How about the basketball coach?
Yeah, I don't recall that either.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm on it.
Heinz merged with Kraft, and the basketball coach's name is Dean Smith.
Okay.
Left $200 in his will for each of the guys who played with him and lettered in North Carolina. And as a note, he said, guys, go out and have a nice dinner on me. I have something similar. I have a note left in his will by one of my former bosses. The note said, guess who's fired again? Very compassionate. Marty, let's see how you did. You got the 1, the 4, and the 5. Hey, that's 10 points, making you a winner.
Excellent.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will get to you while I get to our next contestant. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I got nothing. Thank God it's Friday.
Okay. Which category would you like? People named Cruz, but not Ted, Monopoly-ology, or our new third category, multiple choice week.
I'll try the multiple choice.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. John, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former St. Louis Cardinal said he was punched in the face in a racially motivated attack at a gas station? Kurt Ford, Ozzie Smith, Ray Lankford.
A.
Kurt Ford is correct. Which state this week authorized the use of firing squads to carry out death penalty sentences when drugs for lethal injections are not available? Was it Utah, Texas, or Oklahoma?
I'll say Texas.
Utah. On the best-selling beverage list, Coke was number one last year. Pepsi was number two. What was number three? Was it Diet Coke, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Diet Coke. Which of these was not stolen from a farm in Columbia, Missouri this week? Two steers, two goats, two camels.
I'll say C.
No, it's the goats. Which of these TV shows is not planning a comeback? The Facts of Life, Coach, or The X-Files?
Coach.
No, actually, as Colin told us about 45 minutes ago, the Craig T. Nelson Show coach is, for some reason, coming back on the air after 18 years. Also, Fox is bringing back The X-Files, Scully and Mulder, for, I guess, 6 more episodes, if David Duchovny can stop having sex long enough to do it. Isn't he the one who was the first to
Sex addiction.
Sex addiction, yeah. It's The Facts of Life. You only get to 2D one time in life.
Oh, yeah.
John, all you got was the Cardinals question. Kurt Ford as a correct answer. And for only 1 point, I'm sorry, you don't win anything. Instead, you have to be punished here now to punish you with their version of a Rolling Stones classic, a group called The Dragons.
Hey, you get my car. Hey, you get my car. Hey, you get my car.
Was this recorded across the hall at the Drunken Fish on Thursdays on karaoke night?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, John, sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing. Here comes contestant number four. Hello, Ross.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
All right. Kaylee's Gourmet Nuts, a St. Louis company, family-owned and operated, available in 9 flavors at Schnucks, Dierbergs, and other fine stores.
Now, that's a plug right there. That is a plug, ladies and gentlemen.
Brother's company. Very proud of them.
Oh, good. Which category do you want, Ross? People named Cruz, but not Ted, or Monopoly-ology?
We're going to go with Monopoly-ology.
All right. This month marks the 80th anniversary of America's classic board game. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see what you know about it when we play the Harris Challenge. In Spain, the space says Paseo del Prado. In France, it's Rue de la Paix. What is it in the original version of Monopoly here? Go to jail, free parking, or boardwalk?
I will say boardwalk.
Correct. Which of these was not one of the original 10 playing pieces in Monopoly? A dog, a thimble, or a rocking horse?
Rocking horse.
No, there was no dog in there.
Oh.
What about now? Which of these is not one of the 8 playing pieces in the current Monopoly game? Battleship, race car, iron.
I'll go with the battleship.
No, it's the iron. For 1 point each, what are the 4 railroads on the Monopoly board?
Reading, B&O, Short Line, and... Oh, Pennsylvania?
Correct. Which of these cities was the first to have a licensed Monopoly game made for it? Rome, Paris, or London?
I'll go with London.
London is the correct answer. The original 10 pieces in Monopoly were iron, purse, lantern. Nobody would ever go, I want to be the lantern. Race car, thimble, shoe, top hat, battleship, cannon, and a rocking horse, but no dog. Ross, you got the 1, you got the 4, you got the 5. 10 points makes you a winner.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
Nicely done. Take care of your nuts, if you know what I mean.
No.
Have a good weekend. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay. On June 5th, coming up, I am with an organization called Keen. It's Kids Enjoy Exercise Now. We get disabled, physically and mentally disabled kids, and get them out and active. So we have our big gala on the 5th at SLU High School, and if everybody could come out and support it, we'd really appreciate it.
All right, Keen, K-E-E-N.
Correct.
Okay, nice plug. Let's see, there's one category left here, Mike, and it is people named Cruz, but not Ted.
Oh, no.
So this has nothing to do about the conservative politician who announced this week he's running for president of the United States. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country would you find a soccer team named Real Santa Cruz? Is it Spain, Mexico, or Bolivia?
Spain.
Bolivia. Which TV game show is actor and former football player Terry Crews currently the host of?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the 3 actresses Tom Cruise has been married to.
Actresses Tom Cruise has been married to. Katie Holmes. Pass.
Which Cruise won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Woody Allen's movie Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Tom Cruise.
Penelope Cruz. Which rock band with Cruz in its name had hits in the late 70s with Love Will Find a Way and What You Gonna Do?
Cruz on.
The band was called Pablo Cruz, which is Spanish for Paul Cruz.
Oh.
Terry Crews is the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He took over from Cedric the Entertainer. And you knew Katie Holmes, but you did not know Nicole Kidman or his first wife, Mimi Rogers. The Three Wives of Tom Cruise, who I'm sure will be featured Sunday night on HBO in the Scientology documentary. And unfortunately, all you got right was Katie Holmes, so you're tied with John for worst score today, Mike. Only 1 point.
Excellent.
And that means you have to be punished as well.
Hey, you get my cloud.
Get off my cloud.
Hey, you get my cloud.
Get off my cloud. Get off my cloud. All right, Dragons, that's enough. Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, that's right. Everybody, please just look up Keen on the Internet. We'd really appreciate the support.
Okay, for your event on June 5th. I hope it, hope it goes well for you. Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks for playing along with the Harris Challenge every Friday around 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.